course, that music means we're going to talk a little bit of ice hockey, and it's getting very, very exciting down at the Perth Thunder base camp, and we're really pleased to have the assistant coach, Aaron Hoffman, who's also a player, joining us back here again on Not the Footy Show. Aaron, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, it's been a season that's really coming to a head and great excitement mounting. The weekend, you took on the Adelaide Adrenaline in Adelaide, came home with two victories, which was no mean feat.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said earlier when I was speaking in an interview regarding the Adrenaline, your heart is going the whole time. If you'd see that barn where we have to play, that ice rink is like playing in a tuna can. So there's a lot of physicality, and they've got some big bodies over there, and our compete level is just amazing over there.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been a fantastic achievement. I was reading Stan's coach, Stan Scott, the coach's comments, and he was saying on the flight over how he was talking to you and how you rarely get a fast start when on the road, but you managed to score in the first 20 seconds in that game.
Well, absolutely. You know, you have a little bit of a jet lag getting off the plane, and you know, there was something different in the air, especially on Saturday. When you watch the guys warm up, and, you know, Kenny Rolfe was one of them, he stayed a little bit extra just to get his legs and his mind ready into the game, and they just hit. They were like horses, thoroughbreds getting out the gate, and we just went out there and stormed them real fast and hard.
I mean, what do you put that down to? And I mean, are you going to be able to replicate that next weekend in Canberra?
I think the biggest thing with our guys is we've been discounted a lot. We know we've lost imports at certain times. We've waited for imports to come at the beginning of the season. There's been a lot of people doubting, you know, how the Perth Thunder were going to make out this year in the AIHL. And you know what? There's a whole bunch of people backing us. And one thing is, we're like one of those lions. When you're injured, we're backed into a corner. Watch out. Because when our back's up, that's when we're going to be playing our best. And, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes, but you know one thing about these guys, every time they hit the ice, they want to win and do Perth proud.
I mean, you went out in that game into a 4-0 lead, which obviously gave you a nice position, and you ended up winning overall 6-4. The next day, I would have thought, was a very different prospect. You've not got the jet lag. You've also got a backup, and you know that the Adrenaline are really going to come at you. So what was the sort of mood in the camp there, and what were the tactics among the coaching staff?
You know, a couple things. One, before we went on the trip, we definitely needed the split. That was the biggest thing that we needed. Worst case scenario, if we had won one game, we'd have been all right. So I think when we went around to the second game, we always respect their opposition, especially the likes of the Adrenaline, who haven't been beaten in their home barn, from what I understand, for 6 years back-to-back. So when you add that up over a six-year season, or over six seasons, that's a lot of time. So we just basically went in there a little bit more loose. We knew what we needed to do. We knew that we have three lines now and six D with an amazing goalie that every time we can put out, no we're going to deliver.
I also noticed in Stan's notes after the game, he said that basically the team is still building not only a team but also a club culture, but it sounds like that culture is coming together quite quickly.
Absolutely. When I'm used to coming from North America where you have a plethora of people that are just dying to play, and you come to a place like Perth where there is much fewer players, sometimes people think that the onus is to play because they've always used to been or being the star on the team. Now you can see a compete level. You see the second line and the third line and the first line battling for ice time. They want it more. And you know what? It's more about team and less about the individual. And that's what we're trying to do right from the start. When you look at a lot of teams, many teams out there play two lines. We're going with three lines and 6D, which is difficult because you have some incredible imports on other teams. And I trust every one of those guys when they hit the ice that they're going to do the best job possible.
Well, you pretty much answered what my next question was going to be, because that is a key component, as you touched on there, in having guys playing for the team, especially in a thing like that where they a sport like ice hockey where you want to be the starter, you want to be in the first line, and to do that. Has it just evolved, or is it something that you guys as coaches have managed to make the players feel a part of it, feel inclusive, so that everybody is part of that team?
Absolutely. You know, one thing is about us, right from day one, we were unable to run three lines, and, you know, we had to deal with the cards that we had, but we built on that. We built that competitive nature in the practices. Every time, you know, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get ice every time out, and I think by loving the people that you're playing with and trusting them, that's where that develops. If you're only thinking about yourself, you're never going to win games, and you might win in the short term, but never the long term. And our goal was not to peak at the beginning of the season. It was to start peaking now, when hopefully we can get into the good old championships, right? That's what we're looking at.
No, I mean, you're sitting in fourth place at the moment. The top four obviously make the finals. Mustangs are just a point behind you on 41 points. This weekend is crucial, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Every game now is crucial, and we can't watch the scoreboards. We just have to take care of our own destiny. If we win the next four, we put the playoffs into our own destiny, and we respect every opponent we play, and we're going to go out there hard. And one thing I want you to know, there was 10 seconds left in the game against the Adrenaline, and just to show how committed our guys were, we battled, and Danny Clark made an amazing save, and our guy virtually got jumped and attacked, and then the guy went at our bench. And if it was North American style and thinking about the individual, it would have been a full-out brawl. Everyone would have been on the ice fighting. But our guys care so much about the team that they basically held their ground. They didn't take any stupid penalties or suspensions out of the matter. And now we have all of them for the next game. And that's all about putting the team in front of themselves, you know. And that's why I'm so proud of these boys.
Aaron, you mentioned earlier in the interview going to Adelaide that the size of the arena you were playing on, is there much difference in the size of the different rinks you play on, or is it supposed to be a sort of standardized size?
You know what? It definitely isn't a standardized size. When you go into the Adrenaline building, it literally looks like they cut the length of the ice into another third off. So it's like two-thirds almost what we have at Malaga here, which isn't that big of an ice surface in comparison over to Melbourne. But you just have to adapt. And that's why the Adrenaline have had so much success over the years, in my opinion, because they have a small barn. It's really enclosed, and you just build it up with a whole bunch of big, strong guys that can pound the body. And generally speaking, you can get a few more wins at home because of it.
I was reading off your website, there was an article that was posted by Will Brody from The Age, and he's actually tipping who's going to make the finals, and he's saying that, you know, obviously if you finish on 48 points or 51, or even if you get the maximum from these last games, 54, he goes, you're going to be asking tough questions of their rivals higher up the standing, is what he was saying. And do you feel, well, you've already alluded, this was the time you wanted to be peaking. Do you think those guys higher up the table are actually now looking over their shoulders?
You know what, I definitely hope so. You know, I hope people are looking over their shoulder and realizing the team that we have. Like I say, we respect every team out there, and we try to be the classiest organization in this league. And I'm sure they're just worried about trying to win their games. And if they win their games, they're going to be okay as well. But it will make for an exciting end to this race. And, you know, that's what I like about our team. It's thunder every day. It's, you know, your heart's pounding. My heart's still racing over the weekend. So I'm looking forward to a big weekend. It's my birthday weekend coming up, and hopefully we can celebrate with a couple wins.
Well, there's a lot of things to celebrate. It's not only your birthday, but also it's the Thunder's 50th game in the Australian Ice Hockey League. And I know we don't want to pick out individuals, but Captain Sam Wilson, Jordan Kairos and David Ruck have played every one of those 50 games, which is a hell of an achievement.
You know, it's not just the games, it's the ability to get to the ice rink. A lot of these guys are working full-time jobs, you know, managing families, some of them, and they make it. You know, when you have a 9:45 p.m. practice on a Tuesday, and you sometimes are looking at tape beforehand to see how you can improve, you know, it takes a lot out of you. These were the same guys during the summertime that didn't miss a training session, you know, off ice or on ice, and did extra practices to make sure that they're ready for this season. And I'm so proud of those guys for the 50 games, and I want to celebrate it this year, Calamino. Hopefully you can play the 56th game and win a big championship for these boys.
Well, it would be very nice to see the good old cup in Perth. This weekend, obviously, you've got the two games. They both start at 4:30. Are they sold out yet? Because I would have thought they would be very close to being sold out as you take on the Bears.
You know what? I just want a shoehorn. I want to cram in every person possible into that barn. And you know what? The biggest thing I find, you know, I get parents in from students that I teach, and they come to watch the game, and they are just hooked. Once you get to see live professional hockey in Perth, you're not going to want to miss any other games. I guarantee you, if you come to this game, you'll probably be watching the 100th game of the Perth Thunder in a couple of years. And, you know, I just encourage, just get those tickets, pack that barn, and, you know, cheer loud for the Thunder, because we're doing everything possible to win for you guys.
Aaron, congratulations to you and the team. Have a great birthday, and let's make sure we do celebrate with two nice wins.
Perfect. Can I just say something real quick? I just want to thank my kids as well. They've absolutely been huge supporters of the Perth Thunder and just loving it here in Perth. And you know what? I so appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you guys. And like I said, jam that barn. You know, bring some noisemakers and let's have some fun.
And what are your kids' names? We've got to have their names.
We got McKenna is our oldest. She's the hockey girl. She's 13. She cranked it out with the boys on the ice. She went over to Japan and played with Team Australia. And then my little guy, he's Scotty. He plays hockey as well. He's 8. And then I got Abby, who's our competitive dancer, who's doing fantastic in dance.
Fantastic.
So they've been absolute stars for me and been a huge support staff for me here.
Oh, look, that's great to hear, and we wish them all the best, because it sounds like they've got some futures ahead of them.
Absolutely, they do.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Alex Hoban, and you're listening to Not the Footy Show.
And as you heard from Aaron Hoffman there, the assistant coach of the Perth Thunder, make sure you get to Perth Ice Arena this weekend. The two games against the Sydney Bears are possibly their last two home games, depending on how the finals series goes. But they must win those. And then they got two on the road, which if they win those, they'll be in the finals for the first time in just their second season, which is fantastic. And let's hope they can get there. And as he said, if they're hitting their straps at this point in the season, they may go all the way.
It sounds like there's a fair amount of positive feeling down there too. He was really
pumped.
He was pumped, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
Oh, good luck to him.
You imagine, I mean, he's a teacher, so you imagine what he's like in class this week.
Yeah.
I think you'd be learning the most you've ever learned.
We're learning today. And good luck to him too. It'd be great to see him bring that trophy home.
Yeah,
he's right about, once you go once, you go, wow, this is a serious sport and I'd like to see it again.
Oh, look, to be honest, you know, we were watching them down at Coburn Ice Arena before they even got in the AIHL.
Yeah.
And it is a different atmosphere up there at Perth Ice Arena. I mean, I've been away so much this year, I've missed a lot of the games, but we'll definitely be trying to get up there this weekend.